The United Nations says it is deeply alarmed by the worsening crisis in Cuba as the Caribbean island struggles under a US oil blockade. Cuba is running out of fuel and the shortage has forced several airlines to cancel flights. Tourism is Havana's main source of foreign currency.
Rushing to find ways out of Cuba. Many here are afraid of getting stuck on the island as the U.S. keeps doing its best to cut off the country's oil supply.
I think it's very sad and the Cuban people don't deserve this, but they need the tourism. It's what the people rely on. And I think everything that Donald Trump's doing is no good.
Massive power outages have become routine. Bus and train services have been cut, and schools and universities have had to reduce their teaching schedules to save fuel. Hotels and resorts across the island are being temporarily closed due to low occupancy and fuel rationing. As the chaos grows, some are reinventing their professional lives to survive the uncertainty.
Everyone's riding tricycles now. The car business is falling apart, but people still need to get home. At night, it's even worse. All you see is this, tricycles, nothing else.
The standoff between the two countries is raising fears over a full-blown humanitarian crisis.